Now, Finders International are a firm of probate genealogists who trace missing beneficiaries and unknown next of kin in order to hand out estates worldwide. Padraig Grennan joins me trying to locate the family of a lady from Cork who has passed away, leaving an estate worth approximately €80,000. Good morning to you, Padraig.
Good morning.
You're welcome. Firstly, I have to say, people must love hearing from you and when your company either rock up onto the door or make a phone call or a letter drops in through the letterbox. Tell me what you know about this lady so far.
Well, effectively, this case came to us via the Treasury Solicitors List in the UK. That's a list released by the government over there of unclaimed estates. It doesn't happen here in Ireland, but they're released almost daily in the UK. So this case has been on there since 2007, and it relates to a gentleman called Stephen Toomey, who was born on the 8th of December 1939 in the Bessborough mother and baby home in Cork. So he died in Slough in Berkshire 2006 without having made a will. So he never married or had kids of his own. So what's happened is we need to find to see if his mother, who was Adelia Toomey, had any other siblings, or if she had family herself, if she herself had siblings, so their offspring would be due to inherit his estate. So
it's Delia Toomey.
Now, Delia could be known as Bridget. A lot of Delias were known as Bridget as well, but she was born approximately 1918 in Mallow.
Mallow, yeah.
So she died in 1952 in Our Lady's Hospital in Cork.
Did she marry?
No, she didn't marry, no.
Okay, so she had, let's be honest, the baby was born in Bessborough. She had Stephen out of wedlock, as it would have been called back then. She would have gone to the mother and baby home in 1939 and had Stephen. Was he adopted, I wonder?
We don't know. This is the thing, he could have been fostered. Most likely was adopted. He was only 13 when his mum passed away. Okay. So, you know, he could be going, we don't know whether he was adopted or not, but...
But he kept the surname, so...
Yeah, he kept the surname, so...
So unlikely that he was adopted.
He might have done his own research himself, you know. But he never married himself, so we have very little information on his mum, unfortunately, other to say that...
Delia Toomey.
Yeah.
Born in Mallow, 1918.
Yeah, when she was admitted to Bessborough, both her parents were deceased, and her occupation was listed as a domestic servant.
God.
So...
Such a different time, isn't it?
Really, we need to go back through the family tree here. If she had brothers or sisters... They would have offspring who would be at this stage now in their 60s or 70s, most likely.
Yeah.
And they would be due to inherit this money if they're still alive. So I suppose if we could put an appeal out to anybody who might know the family or know Delia, they could get in touch with us.
And, you know, 80,000 is a nice little sum of money. Was that the sale of a house or something?
These particular cases in the UK pre-2011, the value would be listed. Anything post-2011, all we know is that the value of these particular cases are in excess of £500. And this was to do with a lot of fraudulent claims being put through. But one obviously is there since 2007. So we know the actual value of it is around £50,000. So that could have been a bank account, it could have been stocks and shares, it could have been a flat somewhere.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly, but it could have been
just a good saver.
He could have been a hard worker who saved his money.
And he didn't have a family.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. And we'll have the details of Finders International. We'll be putting it up we'll put them up on our Facebook as well. What if you never find the beneficiaries, Padraig? What happens to the money?
Well, effectively, if we don't find beneficiaries, the state will ultimately inherit. In Ireland, there's a period of 15 years. So if an estate remains unclaimed after 15 years, the estate will go to the state itself. In the UK now, where our head office is, it's 12 years. If somebody's making a claim, they can look for an extension for up to 30 years. But in Ireland, it's 15 years.
And then it's companies like yourselves who ones you're going to try and trace. Is that how it happens? Or?
Yeah, well, the majority of our cases in Ireland would come via solicitors. So you've got a solicitor who deals with probate and he's winding up an estate on behalf of the family. He could have a will where there's somebody named in a will and he just physically can't locate that person. We might have very little information on them. The solicitor would call us, or they might have somebody who's passed away intestate and they've died, she's passed away at home and they've no will made. And the council might come to us, or a solicitor might come to us and say, look, we've absolutely no idea who this guy's family are, so we will go back and try and trace his next of kin.
Wow, and I'm just thinking of something. I keep thinking of poor Stephen dying on his own. Where would he be buried, or who would have organised his funeral?
Probably the local council over there would have done that. God. Yeah, yeah.
God, it's also sad. And are there many outstanding cases?
Well, at the minute, we have a website called unclaimedestates.ie, and what's on there is details of almost 600 cases of Irish people who left Ireland and went to the UK and, you know, lived over there and passed away over there, and they have left behind them estates that remain unclaimed. So what you can do is your listeners can go on to unclaimedestates.ie. We have a search engine there. If you've got your surname or your mother's surname or your grandmother's surname,
put it in.
You can enter it in there, and if you see a connection there, by all means get in touch. Yeah. And see, we've done some radio interviews in the past, and you know, we've had a lot of success in finding people who related to the names on the unclaimed estates.
And I suppose over the years so many people went to England, went further afield, went to Australia, went to America, and for whatever reason, Patrick, lost contact with home. Just lost contact.
Yeah, this is
hard to believe today that it would happen.
I suppose with Facebook and Twitter and a whole lot nowadays, but look, you're looking at an older generation, but it does happen, it still happens, and it happened so many times before. Families fall out, or for whatever reason, they lose touch over with the passage of time. So, yeah, and that's, I suppose, it's those particular cases that really...
Tabby, you also, I don't know if this is part of the work or it was just a coincidence that it happened, you reunited a family. Tell me about these, the brothers, and again, there's a core connection to this story.
There is, yeah. Now, this is a story we came across in the newspaper a couple of months ago. Two brothers who, again, were both reared in mother and baby homes. They lived their entire lives into their 80s not realising that they had siblings. So they grew up, one was fostered, the other was adopted, and one of the guys is 80 years of age now, his brother's 78, and I saw an appeal in one of the national newspapers by a daughter of one of the gentlemen, and she was looking for any information. She'd been looking for 5 years to try and find her uncle. Her brother became aware 5 years previously that he had a brother through his own research, and they spent 5 years looking, but needless to say, they'd no luck. But I got in touch with the journalist who printed the story, and got in touch with the daughter, and eventually after about 2 months we found the missing brother.
Wow.
And they had a reunion only last Sunday week in the UK and met each other for the first time. So it was a really nice story to be able to help the family.
And is that something that Founders International, is that something you would get involved in, or was it on your interest?
Yeah, it was really from I suppose a humanitarian point of view, we did that one. You know, every now and then we would do the odd case like that just to help people out, but not, it's not really where I suppose
what you're at.
Dealing. Yeah,
and
yeah.
What is the reaction, Patrick, when you contact somebody to say, I've got a pot of money for you?
I suppose 9 times out of 10 people are happy.
Yeah.
But you just can never predict the way people will react. This is the thing. You don't know what the relationships between the deceased person and the heir were.
Yeah.
And we've had situations in the past where people didn't want the money. But, you know, it's bittersweet in a way, because you're passing on good news that somebody's due to inherit a small fortune. But there's bad news there as well, that it might be somebody that they might have known well sometimes and they've lost touch over 10 or 15 years, you know. And so it can vary, but I suppose a lot of the time people are very happy just to get the family tree. We always provide our heirs with a copy of a professional family tree, so they love that part of it.
And that's become very popular, hasn't it, in the whole world of genealogy. And I mean, I know you're involved in the Heir Hunters programme on BBC, and the other one, Who Do You Think You Are? I love that programme.
Yeah.
Genealogy is just, there's just a huge interest in it.
It has, it's gone through the roof, and there are so many genealogy courses available now to people. And then I suppose with the a lot of the records are gone online, people can do it from home, a lot of it. So I suppose really when people get a bit older as well, I suppose they develop an interest in their family tree, their own family tree and their family. So yeah, it's hugely popular. It's getting more popular in Ireland. It's what we do is big business in the UK and in America, but in Ireland it seems to be, and especially with all the TV programmes, yeah, definitely a huge increase in popularity.
Yeah, have you traced your own family tree?
I haven't yet.
You gotta get working on that. Okay, and you work out of a Dublin office
now. do. We have an office up in Dublin,
Okay. Well, John Paul, as well, but Patrick, in the meantime, real pleasure to talk to you, and thank you so much for joining us and talking to us in the studio this morning.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
Dear.